The government on Tuesday claimed that the economy grew by 2.7% in the current fiscal year, driven by an unexpected 4.8% growth in the industrial sector, despite earlier concerns over contractionary policies and the high cost of doing business. Throughout the year, the government had reported a decline in electricity generation. However, it now claims a 39.3% increase in gross value addition in the electricity sector. Similarly, the construction sector, previously struggling due to high taxation and low demand, was reported to have grown by 6.6%. On the other hand, major crops saw a drop in output. Wheat production declined by 9%, rice by 1.4% and cotton by a significant 31%. Despite the surprising growth claim, the 2.7% GDP increase is nearly equal to the population growth rate of 2.6%, suggesting that poverty and unemployment may have worsened. Moreover, the government missed even its modest growth target of 3.6%. The 113th meeting of the National Accounts Committee approved the provisional GDP growth rate of 2.68% for fiscal year 2024-25, stated the Ministry of Planning after the meeting. Planning Secretary Awais Mansour Samra chaired the NAC meeting. Finance Minister Mohamed Aurangzeb would officially launch the economic growth figure on June 1. The planning ministry further said that the NAC approved the provisional growth rates in agriculture, industry and services sector. It said that the agriculture sector grew marginally at 0.6%, but the industrial sector grew 4.8% and the services sector by 2.9%. The 2.7% growth rate can only be attained if Pakistan's economy grows at a pace of 5.3% in the April to June quarter of this fiscal year, said an official on the condition of anonymity. The economic growth in the third quarter was 2.4%. The per capita income is now claimed to have increased to $1,824 and the size of the economy in dollar terms is $411 billion, said the Ministry of Planning. It said that on the basis of the latest figures of the National Accounts Aggregates for FY 2024-25, the overall size of the economy stands at 114.7 trillion rupees or $410.96 billion as compared to $371.7 billion last year. It underlined that the series of per capita income from 2016-17 onwards will be revised after the receipt of backward and forward projections of population from the sources on the basis of the 2023 population census. Agriculture sector. The NAC approved that important crops have declined by 13.5% due to a decrease in the production of wheat from 31.8 million metric tons to 29 million tons. The claim of 29 million tons wheat production was far higher than the Ministry of Finance's own projections of around 26 million tons expected production this year.